Lord, we repent of our sins and turn to you. Forgive us, Christ, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. Trey Gallion is with us.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And you show me somebody that doesn't like Trey Gallion, and I'll show you a fucking liar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves you, Trey.
That's true.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, I'll show you a busload of people. A small bus, but still.
Like a retard bus.
Yes, I'm sure I could fill a retard bus full of people that
you
don't like
you. Show me a bus of people mm-hmm. that does not like Trey Gallion, mm-hmm. and I'll point out why it's small. That's the truth. Aaron from Toronto saying, I'm listening to you on the Keith and the Girl app. It's free. Fuck, I love this app, he says.
What?
Reminds me of, we saw a potential intern today.
Yeah.
And I like the guy.
Uh-huh.
We both do.
Nice guy.
Just right away, a little too many fucks for my liking.
Now, see. He just came, I mean, like, first sentence, he threw one in there.
I got my fucking coffee, but if it's too crowded here, we can go across the fucking street.
Wow.
Maybe you don't work the phones.
Yeah.
Other than that, very nice.
Really super nice guy. It's so cute. He has this mohawk, and what we knew about mohawks growing up is so not the case now. I feel like the mohawks now are sensitive young men who are artistic and involved. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no.
It's changed. I mean, don't get us wrong. He obviously has like a slight badassiness to him. You know, he's part of a band and everything.
No, but like back in the 80s, you saw a kid with a mohawk, like his dad beat him or something. Something like that. You know, like he had some emotional problems.
His dad beat him, he then beat you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were drugs involved. Like that was a serious...
It wasn't a fashion-y, hipster-y statement.
No.
It was, yeah, a little more severe.
But I talked to the fucking guy, talked about his fucking career goals, talked about him going to fucking school and in this fucking band, and I think it could fucking work out. We'll see what's fucking going on beginning of next fucking year.
How do you do that, like, right off the bat? How do you not try to act a little professional? Even though it is you guys, right? You're still trying to get... employment? Would you call it?
Sure. Why have fucking pretense?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know, we've mentioned this before, and it's like you hear us on the show, and we are swearing every other minute, and we talk about how people with MS should just die, and you know, there's like a little there's some nuttiness to it. You know, you don't go on an interview with people like that every day, right. So yeah. I think the idea is we're all buddies. I know about your life. He knows about our sex life from listening to the show. You know, he knows our personal information. He knows about us more than our parents know. So there's like a closeness that is naturally there, you know? So I get that. Lauren's writing in saying people curse when they're nervous. And I can feel that also, you know?
I know he was nervous, but I do the opposite. Like, if anything, I'll talk slower to think about what I'm
supposed to be saying. Especially if you're trying to get work.
Yeah. But, I don't know. I didn't go to job. I was nervous every job interview I went to because I went when you had to go.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go when I had the job already, which is when you're supposed to go because they can see the need in your eyes. So I was nervous. I'll be on the street if I don't get this job today. I wasn't cursing. Fuck didn't come out of the nervousness. So I start tomorrow, Cunt?
Again, we met at a Starbucks, and I'm sure he expected you to have, like, no sleeves on and things like that. Even though we have talked about this on the show, saying that, we swear and, we're a bunch of degenerates in one way or another, but at the same time, when we hire our interns, we reject the ones off the bat that have swearing in the email.
Right.
We reject certain ones off the bat when they're like, I don't give a fuck, blah, 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 whatever, hey, let's do this, cunt, yeah, suck, yeah. And we're like, I get it. And these could be perfectly okay people. Right. They could be people
to hang out with on a Friday night, but not somebody you maybe want in charge of, filling your orders.
That's the thing,
stuff.
Though. Yeah. I think they could be hardworking. I really do. This guy, we weren't completely turned off by him. I get it, why people, it's not the swearing, and it's just the informality of it. We present people with an informality, and so this comes up. And he even said, he's like, oh, I was really surprised when you called me yesterday, and you were like, all business. And I'm like, well,
what
I'm
are
not
we gonna do?
I'm not calling you to try to sleep with you, It's
like, you should have showed up in a three-piece suit. You should have got, all dressed up. Like
that would have been great.
Oh, yeah. Business suit.
Well, I mean, what's got Henda's on the phone? Like, all right, so what if we... Oh, hold on. Keith's trying to bang his cock on my face. Oh, I knew it'd be crazy. I knew it's crazy over there. I get emails without exaggeration. hey, Keith, why don't you go fuck yourself and eat your own shit? And I'm like, okay. I don't know what that is, by the way.
Hmm.
It's not me. It's coming from my computer.
It's the happy fairy saying, we just sold another one of Keith's book.
And I hope it happens a lot. So I'll get an email, go fuck yourself. And I open it up because I'm like, all right, I'm curious. Haha, knew that would get your attention. Anyway, I would like to be one of your interns. And you know, you can never tell. We had an intern, very proper, didn't swear. She, we have her make some phone calls for us.
Mm-hmm.
She got nervous during a professional phone call and just hung up the phone.
Really?
You know,
like halfway through, just,
yeah.
I understand. And, you know, a lot of the people we work with are really young, you know, like it's an intern position. So, you know, shit happens. And that's why it's the pre-job getting and we don't pay, you know, all that stuff. Like,
But that's the other, you don't want the kid getting on the phone, you know, on a business call for you and being, hey, is fucking Mr. Smith around there?
You're absolutely
is that
right.
Fuckwad in today? Let me yell at him real quick, huh?
Why don't we send this kid to everyone we don't like? Prince Valiant is saying that sound is Facebook IM, Keith.
I see. I was looking at Trey's hot new chick.
Oh. Look what he's doing with your hot new chick. He's already IMing her. Keith Malley.
Whoops.
You dirty. Are you trying to use your fame to...
you can't steal every comedian's girlfriend.
Really?
Let me mention
just
this.
Just your girl is overseas doesn't mean you got to horn in on ours.
She's so far away.
Oh, well, I know, but that's... I got needs.
Remember... Well, let me say this, by the way, before we go any further. This show is brought to you by TheMacShop, DEMacShop.com. DEMacShop.com fixes Macs. They don't break them, they fix them.
So I got a problem with my Mac.
You go here. It's the Mac Shop is located in Wilmington, Delaware. It's just half hour south of Philly, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
They offer Macintosh hardware upgrades and repairs, advanced networking, data migration, on or off-site training. You want to learn more, Trey?
I do, because I need to learn how to clean mine up.
Please visit the Mac Shop's website. It's DEMacShop.com. I just said that. Or stop by the shop.
That's too far.
They're very personable. Whatever you want to do. Website, shop.
I'll website them.
They can work with you. By the way, getting back to Facebook real quick. I go through, and I've mentioned this before, and it's I talk about it on the stand-up. There's bonus stand-up on Can You Imagine DVD, right? And I talk about talking about Facebook and Twitter and all that. Just seem to, you know, catch on, getting bigger and bigger. And you can't get away from it. I was never into it. I'm on both now. I'm on both daily. But Facebook, I go through the news feed. You know that important news feed?
Right.
Thomas Jefferson's on there a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
And somebody had a bad day and a good day and all this. So I just write dumb comments to people that are my friend. And if you ask to be my friend, you're my friend.
Right.
It's that easy. Who am I to say no? I can always use more friends. Everybody can.
Exactly.
So I friend everybody. And I saw this comment from Norma Jean. And it says, Jesus is the reason for the season. Trust in him always. So I write back to this lady, amen, hot tits. Now, I thought she was joking. Like, I thought she was joking.
Because nobody believes in Jesus that's a friend of yours.
You friended me. You friended me. I don't know Norma Jean, right? I thought Norma Jean was dead. Right? Candle in the wind. That's Norma Jean.
Exactly.
Well, so I'm like, all right, you're making some kind of joke about season for the reason. Amen, hot tits. Well, she was not pleased. And she says, Keith, remove your comment. And then another guy, Jack, he writes, poor Keith. Like, as if to say, that's so sad that he doesn't have a Jesus in his life. Where did all these friends come from?
That's not what I was thinking.
That's not what I was thinking either. I thought that he was sympathizing with the fact that she was sort of like, like...
On Keith.
Shaking his... her finger at him.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he's saying it like, this is what religious people do. Like, you don't
have... Please remove your
comment.
They
laugh at you a little bit, and they go, portrait. He's going to hell.
Oh, because that showed up on her page. So all her little churchy friends are going to see. I get it.
That's how it works?
Yeah. No, I think, yeah. So she doesn't want anybody else to see that. She knows you perfectly well, I think. She just doesn't want her Bible study group seeing
Norma Jean's a freak.
Yeah.
So
she could be a fan of yours.
Oh, but she's
I've got a couple of
it.
Friends that have gotten wise and they've, you know, set their Facebook or whatever to block comments from me and a couple other folks. You know what I mean? Because they know.
But they're still friends with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I talk to these people on a regular basis.
Oh, but you can't comment.
But no, because like one's a school teacher and then the other one works for a school district, you know? So it's like, I understand. I totally understand. Because even if I just put, you know, because, you know, half the time you write a comment, you're not thinking about it. You're just like, oh, this will be funny.
Right. Just smoked weed with the principal at so-and-so school, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, if you heard that noise, that was my microphone coming off the stand that's connected to my desk. I'm going to be going to the Mac shop. I'll tell you that right now. So I wrote back to her, to Norma Jean. Now it's a back and forth, and I can't help myself. And I write, but you're my friend. How did we become friends?
Right.
And that was the end of it.
Oh, she didn't comment on Tom?
Maybe I can't. Maybe she is writing. Now, if we're already in a friend conversation.
Right.
And if she did ban me for being a friend.
Right.
Would I still see comments in this conversation?
Yeah. Unless she defriended you at
That's
some
what
point.
I mean. Unless she just defriended me.
Maybe.
Check to see if she's on your friend list.
You can easily see by just looking Norma Jean up. And then if it says add as friends, that means you're no longer friends because she unfriended you.
Could you just slash a name? Do you just
hope that she would not do that?
No, she might not have slashed her name. No.
My name's not slash. See, it's on already Facebook. I didn't even know you could do that on Facebook.
Sean from Calgary saying, aw, does Norma Jean know she can just delete it herself? It's not like it's engraved on there.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can delete anything on your page.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time. I go in, I get out. I wouldn't notice if she deleted it.
No, exactly. That's the other thing.
I'm probably not taking it very seriously when I write Amen Hot Tits. But you know what? One day she's going to be the woman that's not getting the catcalls. And she's going to be a little sad.
Yeah, she is.
Trey Gallion quit smoking. He's on day two.
Yeah.
Smoking pot?
No.
Oh.
Seriously?
I'm sorry.
That hurt to even
hear.
No,
I see why you broke up with her. Is that how it went?
She says things that don't make sense.
That was uncalled for.
Well, no, what, you know, the grief in your heart looked like it might have been marijuana.
No.
Never. Okay.
No, yes, I've had that internal discussion with myself many times, and trust me, I'm not going to stop doing that. But no, yeah, the cigarettes, I'm on day two.
So what made you decide, this is your first time?
I've tried a couple other times, but this is the first time in a while. It's been like, okay, I'm really going to do this.
Is it
health reasons, money reasons? You know, just because it's a pointless act, basically.
How much were you smoking? Because you don't seem like a tobacco smoker.
Like I'm a pack every 2 days.
Okay.
But at my highest, it was a pack a day. But that was a couple years ago.
What's the hardest thing about stopping?
Well, just that habit, you know, just something to do, something to. You know, like walks from the subway to the house, always smoke a cigarette. After a meal, smoke a cigarette. After smoking pot, you smoke a cigarette, and it kicks it up a couple notches.
Really?
Yeah.
After
and
sex?
Like, I'll go on the roof, not necessarily after sex.
Okay.
But like, when I go up on the roof to talk on the phone to people, smoke a cigarette. So it's just kind of like disassociating cigarettes with all those things I'm trying to do.
Did you snap on anyone yet?
No, although I did want to chase down a guy that honked at Keith on our way back from the store earlier. He was like, let's go get him. And I was like, yeah, fucking let's.
He thought I was serious. I'm parallel parking.
Yeah. I was ready to jump out of the car and start running after him down the front of the road. And then I said something last night. Oh, this guy walking by me with his girlfriend last night after me and Sarah were leaving, walking to the subway. And it was some hoity-toity rich dude on 44th Street or whatever. And he wasn't paying attention to me at all. And he got right up on me. And I was like, no, I'll move. And Sarah was like, holy shit, dude, really? Like, well, you know, what do you want?
This is your new chick, too.
Yeah.
How long you been dating?
A couple months.
Might as well get to know you now.
Yeah, exactly. That's like.
But
yeah,
you're never like that. Or are you?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I could be a little dicky.
I so want to see that in action. Because I know that laugh will follow it. Like, I was just dicky.
So I'm looking at your Facebook right now, Trey. It says you're not in a relationship.
No, I don't think it says anything. I don't think I put that on there.
Interesting.
or I think I put it's complicated, or recently divorced or something. I know it doesn't say single.
It's always so complicated. It's complicated. Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She fucked my brother. It's so complicated.
Or something, you know. I didn't put the stupid shit. Yeah. Why? How complicated is it, really? Never complicated.
Right. You can explain it. Nah, there's not enough words to explain my situation.
No. I'm guessing you can explain it in like 4 words, probably.
I hate the bitch.
Yeah.
In Long Island, they're banning Red Bull for kids under 19 years old.
Are they also, by the way, banning coffee? I always find it strange that 12-year-olds are drinking coffee. Now, granted, I know people who drank coffee. I know Lauren drank coffee from a young age. Emmy, I think, drank coffee from a young age. But I feel like that's weird. And it's related, I think.
How often did Emmy drink coffee, for example?
Very, very often.
She has an ulcer, right?
At the age of 16, she already had an ulcer.
All right, ban it. Ban it.
Well, so you're going to card kids for Red Bull and coffee then?
You could tell. You just take your best shot.
No, but why not card? So what?
Where do you get cards?
No, you get carded just like cigarettes. Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah,
carded.
You wouldn't. But if you were 12, you wouldn't even have an ID. You'd be like, what are you talking about, dude? What?
Yeah, no ID, no Red Bull. So what?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with it. I think it's weird. When I see schools let out, I see over half the kids have an energy drink of some sort, without exaggeration.
Really?
Yeah, and one's always going into the store, another kid's always yelling, pick me up a Monster, pick me up a Red Bull. And it's strange. It's strange that they're so young, and what the fuck are they doing? They need so much energy. That's when you have your energy, you're getting addicted to it. You're going to need that fake energy when you're an adult.
But also, I feel like, are they targeting Red Bull? Because like I said, coffee. How about soda? Coca-Cola is shit for you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like half of these kids, you know, at their house, their parents have a pantry full of crap that's not good for them.
Yeah, it's not just Red Bull. It is Monster. So why do anything? It is Sprite.
It is cheese. Cheese isn't good for you.
Well, it's more of us. It's more of the government trying to stick their nose into places it doesn't belong. Mm-hmm.
But are they targeting just this one, or are they targeting just the most popular one? Or is this the most sweet one, or is it the cheaper one? You know, how are they picking just this? Because if I was Red Bull, I'd be pissed.
Oh, I'd sue them. I'd sue them in a second. Be like, what? You're good? No.
Yeah, it's unfair just to pick one.
It's money out of our pocket, man.
Trey would say, what? Huh? No.
No.
Case dismissed.
That's why I'm not executive at Red Bull. I've only had 2 Red Bulls ever.
Yeah, you like them?
Nah.
Not a fan?
Nah.
You were caught with pot at the Statue of Liberty. What's this I'm hearing?
Yeah, one of my brighter moves. My buddy came into town.
Really quick. Do you also know, it's just coming in, they're also outlawing blunt wraps that are flavored.
Good. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I like
think
those.
They should do that just because.
Why
you stupid.
Why you like those? Okay. Okay.
Remind me not to smoke pot with you.
Oh, after last time, I don't think it's smart.
We had a pretty good time last time. She went through the roof. That was awesome.
She's I can't take it.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not high. Whaboom. Just eyes glazed over.
Yeah, it was gone. It was not.
Okay, maybe I'm a little high.
It was not a good idea.
She's licking the table. It tastes like asparagus.
Anybody got any chips or something?
But, they can card for blunt wraps also. You know,
yes,
because
tobacco.
Yeah, because blunt wraps in general, not just the ones that are flavored, are for what? I mean, obviously they're for weed, but you're selling them for tobacco. So why are you selling them to kids anyway?
Yeah.
So what's going on in the Statue of Liberty?
Oy. Okay, so my buddy came into town. First time in New York. He wanted to do some touristy stuff. I was like, right on. I'll go with you to a few things. Let's do the Statue of Liberty, and then we'll walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
You ever been Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, I have, but not since 9/11, right? So I was like, well, I'll just take a little bit of pot and a film canister for the walk across the Brooklyn Bridge. That'd be nice. You know, stop halfway, smoke a little. Now, my buddy doesn't smoke at all, but he knows me, you know. Okay, so put it in my pocket. We show up at the Statue of Liberty.
And they go, film?
Well, they have the line. You know, and I was like, all right, nothing out of the ordinary, but they did have a, you know, big tent, and it was like, okay, I'm not sure what's going on in the tent, but we were halfway through the line, and then they start with the announcements of, hey, this is airport-style screening. I was like, oh, fuck, all right. So then it's like, all right, what do I do with this shit? Right. I couldn't jump out of line. Well, I could have, but I thought that would look way too obvious. You know, to just jump out of line and go find a place to eat it or whatever.
Now, could
to
you
eat it? Really?
Yeah. Oh, I would totally do that in a second.
What's the Statue of Liberty on? Is that Ellis Island?
It's on Liberty Island, and then you go to Ellis Island.
Okay, so Liberty Island, are you able to just throw it in the water?
No. Well, no, because we were getting ready to get on the ferry. Like, we had just bought our tickets, and then we were going through the security checkpoint or whatever to get on the ferry. And I didn't realize that it was, like, metal detector, x-ray, the whole thing.
Is this a stupid question? How would you eat the weed? You just
pop it in your mouth.
You just eat it?
Yeah.
And what happens?
Yeah.
It's a little different high. It's more of a body high. Kind of warms you from the inside out.
Like indigestion, kind of, or you're really high?
Like you're really high. Like you're floating away, man. It's really nice.
It's huge. It sounds like you probably wouldn't want to do that because it's sort of wasteful.
No, not at all. Because it'll last a long time. I mean, you're gonna be high for hours.
Okay, but you didn't want to get off the line to do that.
No, because I thought that would look way too obvious and arouse suspicion.
Okay.
You know, so it was like, all right, what do? I try to stick it in my sock? What? And then, I mean, the best.
When you eat it, when you eat weed, is it in your stool later?
Oh, good question.
You shit out.
You know what? I've never looked. I'm going to have to look next
time.
Could you? Yeah. Or take notice of, see if the poo maybe smells a little potty.
A little awesome.
Yeah.
What's that taste like?
It tastes like, it's hard to describe.
Picture heaven, right?
Yeah. it's kind of got a little zip to it. I mean, have you eaten any kind of plant?
Spinach.
What's it? I guess it's got like the same kind of zing as like a really good sprig of parsley or something.
Yum.
Yeah. That same kind of zing.
I'm going to try that.
It's pretty good, man. I got to tell you. Wow. I mean, I'll eat it straight. Yeah.
Right.
No problem with that.
Do you like somebody takes out a lighter, sometimes you laugh. You're like, for what?
Really?
We're camping. Let's rough it.
Pop it in my mouth, start chewing.
So what do you decide to do?
So I was like, I'll just keep it in my pocket. It's not made out of metal or anything. And I had jeans on, you know, so it was like I'm not a hipster or anything, so they're not form fitting. So I was like, all right, we can pull this off, right? So when we got in there, it was like, all right, try to pick the line with the dude that's shuffling people through the quickest.
Right.
So picked him, get up there, throw my stuff in, walk through the metal detector, about to grab my bag, and he's like, what's in your pocket?
What?
Oh, I was like, oh, no. I was like, I'm such an idiot. I go, it's a film canister, man. It's just plastic. And pull it out, you know, and show it to him.
And then you sound like that, and it's like, okay.
Well, then he grabs it, and he's like, what's in there? And I go, plants? I called pot plants. I said, that's the best my brain could come up with in that pressure situation.
That would be me.
Plants.
Does he smile right there? Like the Grinch, you know, it slowly forms and bigger.
This is the great part. He goes, what kind of plants? And I was like, you know. So he pops the top open and takes a whiff, you know, and then gives me the old nod. And he's like, hang on, dude. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, God. Are you scared shitless?
Oh, totally. Like right then I'm like, okay, now I'm fucked.
Right.
Do you think about running?
No, I didn't think about running.
Are
at
you
that
still
point,
in Manhattan?
Like,
you're talking about the ferry. You're still in Manhattan.
Yeah. We're at Battery Park.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, I'm starting to, in my brain, I'm starting to, because he's walking over to the park police desk.
Oh my God.
So in my brain, I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to go to jail, which means they're probably going to take me to the tombs to book me, which means my buddy Mike is going to have to get a hold of somebody to bail me out. So I got to make sure that he knows where I'm going. And then I was like, oh man, it's Mike's first day. I just fucked up Mike's first day in town. I'm a total asshole, you know, going through all this stuff in my head. And then I was like, oh man, I'm gonna have to call my parents. You know, all these people are gonna find it. So the park police lady comes over and she was like early 50s, obviously from like thick New York accent, you know. She was like, this yours? I was like, yeah. She's like, what is it? Here we go again, really?
you wonder if there's also 100 outs. Like when they say, is this yours? Are you allowed to go? And the law is, no, it's not.
Well,
that's
what was going on in my head. Right. I was like, should I not say marijuana?
Right.
You know, because that'll get me in trouble. So, you know, so I was like, nah, same thing. she popped it open, took a whiff, and you know,
right?
And then she was like, "Grab your bags, we got to do this in the back."
Oh my god!
And when she said, "We got to do this in the back,"
you thought smoke with her.
You're like, "Yeah, that's what I thought, Keith.
I'm in, baby." I get what he's saying about saying marijuana, because you would think like maybe you see a lawyer later. It's like, "What did you say it was?" I said plants. We can work with them.
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, last time I checked, plants aren't illegal. And now on the books, no, you may not carry plants into the Statue of Liberty. Can you believe that's against the law?
Yeah, so when she said, "We got to go do this in the back," that's what it was really like. Right. Oh, I'm going to jail. They're taking me in the back so they don't have to do this in front of everybody. Then they're going to get the cops to come over. They're totally going to cuff me and stuff me or whatever. And then what was funny was, you know, turn around and looking at Mike, and he's just standing there like, you know, like I said, he knows me well enough, you know, he knew what was going on. He didn't know I had any pot on me, but he knew me well enough to know what was going on without anything having to be said. And he was just like, yeah, do what you got to do, dude.
Do what you got to do, because I already paid for the ticket and they're a little expensive.
So we go to the back room and there is a humongous. Wait,
I'm sorry, wouldn't that be funny? He goes, "Trey, this is weird. Just give me your ticket."
$20, dude.
Right.
Just saying.
So go ahead.
So we get into the back room and there's a humongous black cop there. And I mean, not like a fat dude, but like just got cut from the Giants the day before,
right?
Big or whatever. And
it is more intimidating. Is it racist that it's, we always say,
I don't think
that
it's
the
racist.
Person's black. It makes it more intimidating.
I don't think it's racist to say that. I mean, if it was a white big dude, it would have been a little intimidating. But yeah, because he was black, it made it that much more like, oh, I am so screwed. Because then the girl goes in and she's like, "Hey, check out what I found," throws it to him. And then he does the same thing, pops it open, takes a whiff. And then he grabs a chair and he's like, "Have a seat." Ugh.
Everybody loves smelling this.
Oh, I know. That's what was killing me. And so gave her my ID and everything. She's like, "Your ID, clean record? Yeah, all that. Never getting in any kind of trouble." She called it all in and everything. And and then she got my little glass binger too. I had a little one hitter. And so she took that too.
And she's smelling that like a dog.
Well, she started loading it in front of me. And I was like, at least you can wait till I'm gone before you start smoking my pot. Really? You're going to smoke it in front of me? So then she grabs me and she's like, "Hey, all right, look. Normally, the policy in a national park." And I was like, "Oh, we're in a national park. Maybe this." Okay. She's like, "If we find you with illegal drugs, we ask you to leave the park."
That's it.
Word. I'll leave. I won't ever come back to this motherfucker. You know, I'm gone.
I won't plant a tree.
No.
It's my girlfriend's birthday. I'm not buying her flowers. I'm out of here.
So she was like, "I can tell you're not a threat. You don't have anything else on you. Grab your buddy and get on the ferry." And I was like, "Are you like?" I gave her a hug right there in front of everybody. Yeah. Gave her a big hug.
I totally.
Are you kidding me? I just got, I thought I was screwed. And I totally was just like, "Thank you." Gave her a big hug. I was like, on my merry way.
He was hoping during that hug she was putting the weed back in his pocket. He's like, he checks. He's like,
no such luck. Ugh. But then get over my buddy Mike, and he's like, "Dude, I have no idea how you do this. Like, I literally do have 9 pot lives. I don't know how many I'm up to. But this has happened before where I've gotten out of something I should have totally gotten busted for."
So nothing was on your record?
No, nothing. Nothing. No. I got a clean record. I don't get, like I said, I'm pretty smart about shit.
But even though you said she called it in, what does that mean then?
Like, she called in. She was like, "Hey, run this license." She didn't say what I was in there for. She would just said, "Hey, license number, blah, 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 blah."
I see.
And then they wait for something to come back.
See, I wouldn't be good. If I was on the other end, I'd be like, "Oh, yeah, for what? For what? Yeah. What'd they do? For what?" It's like, just give me the license.
Yeah.
Why are we doing it?
Just tell me what the guy's got on his record.
So you didn't see the Statue of Liberty?
No, we did. I get up to Mike, and he was funny, you know, because she let us go. And that's why everybody should give to the National Park Service, by the way.
Oh, that's why. So you
because
can get
they're
out
actually
of...
rationally thinking government employees.
Uh-huh. Are you in the Statue of Liberty on the top of it, and you're like, "This would be so much better high."
Totally. Yes. Walking across the Brooklyn Bridge, same thing. I was like, "Man, this is fun, but..."
You know what? I think I would just eat it while I was in line. If I'm used to and okay with eating it, I would just eat it like it's popcorn.
But they got cameras everywhere and everything. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to look blatantly obvious about what I was doing.
Then who knows with Hemda, because as she gets out of line, they're like, ma'am, you have to be in line to get to Statue of Liberty and get on the ferry. And she goes, I'm just going to fly over there. Ooh, I'm flying over there. Here I am. And she jumps up. Here I am. I landed.
I could do that maybe with some mushrooms and pot. I don't think just straight pot.
That'd be something if they made you eat it right there. You eat all of this, and then you may go.
I would be like, yes, ma'am. Done. But Mike was funny because my buddy thought that he was like, I was more worried that you were going to start popping off to the cops.
Right.
You know, because he knows I'm kind of, I don't like the authority like that.
It's my constitutional right.
Well, in a situation like that where you're stone cold busted, that's like, what am I going to say to him? You know? I'm sorry.
I tried.
I screwed up. I messed up. I know the rules. I messed up. This one's my bad.
I would have said, listen, Mr. Galleon, here's what we can do here. A, you can eat the pot and we can let you go.
Okay.
And then you'd go, okay, I'll do it. I'll go, of course not. That's ridiculous. You know how much trouble we would be in if anything happened to you? That's insane. You're insane, Mr. Galleon. From now on, no talking. I'm dealing with an insane person. Now, here's what I'm going to do. You're going to put this pot in your dick hole. And then you're gonna nod yes, and I'll go, what's wrong with you? Just go on the fucking Statue of Liberty tour, okay? We're keeping your pot, we're gonna smoke it ourselves.
Why is this guy messing with me?
And you know what?
Going out there all sweating and everything. Like, if it wasn't bad enough, I mean, no, he didn't arrest me, but the guy was fucking with me the whole time.
But actually, if they didn't call it in, then they can keep it. Someone's taking it and smoking it.
No, yeah, totally. Totally.
Right?
Yes, because they knew that it was good pot. That's what I'm saying. Each one of them, when they cracked it open to whiff it, you know, they gave me the look, you know, like,
That's what it meant, is good pot.
Yeah, they
Well, the park ranger, when she came up to me, you know, she was like, is this yours and what is it? And she was like, where you live? And I was like, Brooklyn. And she goes, really? As if to say, really, dude, you couldn't have gotten high at your house. Right. And gone 2 hours without smoking pot, you know? And I was like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I thought maybe she smelled it. It would be funny if she smells it and then she can't help and she goes, oh, the Maui. I mean, marijuana.
Smells a little sour diesel-y.
This is, how much do you pay for this? Who's your party coordinator?
I feel like I can't tell you that, but I will tell you how much I pay just so we can compare.
Did you hear this? The Queen of Soul, of course, Aretha Franklin herself, has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. 68 years old.
I feel like at a certain point, everyone's going to get cancer. Like, we're going to hit a point where we're old enough to get cancer, we're going to have our version of cancer, and...
Well, yeah, the government's been putting that stuff in our water for years.
Do you really think that?
Yes.
In our water?
Yeah.
The water that they also have to drink and can't differentiate, or they have their own faucets.
Are you kidding me? Those people have their own faucets and filter systems. Just get an RO filter for your water, everybody.
What does the government get out of us getting cancer?
Yeah.
Population control, man. That's one of the top priorities of the New World Order or global government is population control. You can't let that get out of hand.
How often do you smoke?
Huh?
I'm just checking. We're learning. Aretha Franklin, she, of course, is best known for the new Snickers commercials where Snickers really satisfies and the boys in the car act like divas and they act like her. And I guess she does some songs too, I guess.
Well, growing up, Blues Brothers. That's what I knew her from.
She's what?
The Blues Brothers.
She was the fatter of the two Blues Brothers.
Yes.
It was Blues Brothers her and Blues Brothers Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
And Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
And they were getting the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would sing their song, like, Just a Little Respect. Is that her?
Is everybody but me?
You better think,
this?
Think about what you're trying to do to me.
Yeah,
you better think. Yeah, have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. No, they go to the restaurant to get Matt Guitar Murphy back for the band, and he's married to Aretha Franklin and they're running the soul food, you know, diner, and she doesn't want Matt Guitar Murphy to go with the boys, even though they are on a mission from God, so she starts singing about it.
That's where Think came from?
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. You better think.
Let your mind go, let yourself be free.
Freedom! Freedom! Is Aretha Franklin your favorite, Kanta?
I can't think of... See, I don't... Favorite what? Favorite in that genre, yes.
Favorite fat black woman.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey, speaking of fat
not
black women.
Not my favorite black woman.
Not your favorite?
No.
A emotional Oprah Winfrey says she is not gay.
Why does she have to be emotional about it?
In an interview with ABC's Barbara Walters, Winfrey once again shoots down rumors that she and Gayle King are anything more than best friends. I'm not even kind of a lesbian, she says. She's 56. The reason why the rumor irritates me is because it means that somebody must think I'm lying. That's number one. Number two, why would you want to hide it? That is not the way I run my life. Interesting. Why wouldn't you? You know, why would anybody hide it? Winfrey's friendship with King dates back 30 years when they worked at a Baltimore TV station. She is the mother I never had, Oprah Winfrey says. She is the sister everybody would want. She is the friend that everybody deserves. I don't know a better person. It's her and Norma Jean. It's making me cry because I'm thinking I probably have never told her that. She speaks about her 24-year relationship with businessman Stedman Graham. The love, the lover, the man, the partner, the mate, she says.
She's been with him for 24 years?
24 years.
Wow. Long time. That's a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know of another man on this planet who would have lived this life with such dignity, with such grace, and such respect and humility in it, and I still hold his own. And still hold his own and be his own. And not ask why I'm sleeping again at my friend's house.
Do you really think she's gay?
Well, I think it's better to ask you.
Me? I have the worst gaydar, first of all.
Oh, really?
Oh, the worst. The absolute worst. You have to have like a heavy lisp and a flailing hand and just... You have to be the gayest person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have like dude gaydar.
No.
My gaydar is pretty bad.
It's horrible all around.
Yeah.
All around. But I do see her point of like, you know, her whole show is about being open and whatever, and maybe she would be out at this point, no?
It seems to me this is the first time she said something. That's what I think. And I've heard interviews where she has been asked, and she always skirts around the issue.
Yeah.
And when people do that, it's a little strange. Well, and I understand things being your business, but, you know, when you look at people and you ask a question, they don't answer it, and you go, well, you're not answering my question. Then who are you to do the same thing?
Well, I feel like even in those interviews, you have a pre-interview that says what you can and cannot talk about.
Right.
And if she's pushing a subject, it's because they said that they're willing to talk about it. It seems like in her life, as you know, as a
lesbian,
as a public figure, she seems to leave her personal life out of it. She seems to leave her, you know, lover or lovers out of it. She seems to not talk about, you know, it seems like, and I don't follow her career or anything, but it seems like only in these later years I even heard about these people, you know? Like, maybe she mentioned them. I'm not a huge
from time to time, but like you said, yeah, it's not like you see pictures of her and Graham or whatever all over the place. Every once in a while you'll see a picture of them together or whatever, but not.
I didn't hear of Stedman when she first was out. This was just like in the last few years.
Out of the closet?
When she was first on TV. And now all of a sudden, you know, she's having like, oh, I'm going on a road trip with Gayle and you can follow us along. And, you know, this is like, she's putting herself a little more in the public eye in terms of her personal life, but... I don't know. She just seems like it's not really her thing to talk about.
Winfrey says her and Graham won't marry because Gayle's not into it, but she's not ruling out adoption. For a while, I thought, well, maybe. Every time I went to Africa, and Stedman says this too, every time I went to Africa, and he didn't know when I got off the plane if I was going to have one or two or 10 children with me.
You might want to discuss that before. I don't know if that's a nice surprise. I went to Africa. Here's this.
Yeah.
Someone wears
just
the pants.
Picked up a couple of kids.
Winfrey says she didn't do it because she would not have been able to juggle being a mother and a high-profile businesswoman. I could not have had this life and lived it with the level of intensity that is required to do my show the way it's done. Yeah, very deep show. I'd be one of those people that the kids coming and saying, Mom, you've neglected me, so I have no regrets about that.
Never mind if it's a deep show or not. She runs a company. So I think
right
on. Like, good that you didn't have kids until now, until you're going to retire. But she's not going to retire, right?
And also, the marriage thing I understand, too, because then that would involve her losing, I guess, or having to give over part of her monies to home dude.
I didn't see it like that. I think he has his own money. I mean, nobody has Oprah money, but
well, right. But you're still, if you get married to that person, then you're still going to have to. They're going to get us unless you sign a huge prenup.
Yeah, I just saw it as maybe she's not. She doesn't believe in the marriage thing. You really do?
Absolutely.
Kinda. Yeah.
They've shared some nights, little wine,
yeah,
little touching, little giggling. Let's see how
started
our breasts,
out as experimenting.
Let's see how our breasts feel against each other's breasts. It's fun. It's fun to know we can just do this and be so straight. Let me taste you.
You know, if we were talking about anybody except Oprah, I'd probably be getting half a boner right now. But I'm kind of not,
really?
Not feeling sick.
You're describing like a 12-year-old situation. Oh, let's see what our boobs feel like next to each other.
That's what they do.
That's what they do?
Yeah, this. I'm telling you.
That's
you and Lauren don't do that?
Let's see what our boobs feel like.
You guys haven't said that to each other once.
Do you ever deliberately touch nipples?
Oh, my God.
Totally.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Look, she's getting embarrassed. Yeah. That
now,
means
it's
yes.
That, you know, you're talking about the first time these two women hooked up. Yeah. Let's see what our boobs look like touching each other. You know what that's like? The first time you and Kat sleep with each other. Oh, I'm just going to taste your penis just to see what a penis tastes like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fucking straight people.
Curiosity.
She was curious.
That's a 12-year-old response to shit.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what's funny, Trey?
I mean, maybe we're simplifying it a little bit, but still.
I didn't hear a no. It's like I'm talking to Oprah Winfrey.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Did you and Lauren put each other's tits together and see what it feels like?
Well, come on. Let me tell you something about this bush that I'm beating around.
Yeah.
See, it's very nice. Lovely bush.
Yeah. No pun. I was watching a comedy show last night. And stand-up comedians, I don't know, it's a little disgusting to me. You see this? When they don't give their all, then they're disgusted with the audience response.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this show, and first of all, you have to prepare something. I don't think some comedians know that. They just think they're funny.
I think a lot of them take shows too casually here.
Far too casually. Yeah. Every show I would do, I did open mic for a year every weekend.
Yeah.
Without exaggeration, I took everyone serious like it was Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And people just think like, oh, I'll just talk.
Yeah.
You can't just talk. You have to, no matter who you are, you can be Chris Rock. You can't just talk. And this is what I'm watching last night. It was disgusting. And then they say something, or they say something half-assed. Maybe that is in their repertoire, but they really half-ass it. Stop halfway. Don't even finish. And then go, really, guys? Nothing? I'm not getting anything here? That would be if a musician came on stage, played maybe three chords, and then stopped and goes, nothing? You guys aren't into this?
I like that analogy.
Now, was this at a bar show or like at a club?
Skits and Tits at Barry Poetry Club.
Okay, so, but a venue that's, I mean, it's like, that's a show. That's a show.
It's not
an open mic.
It's not the girls that did a bad job. It was the person they had hosting it.
Yeah.
And he really couldn't care. And it was such a big deal to them.
That drives me bonkers.
And they didn't say anything. It's only me saying this. But it was driving me up the wall.
Yeah. Understandably.
Because you can tell that he didn't care.
That's something that I'm having a problem with lately. Is like, I understand if it's a room full of comics for an open mic and you're trying to hash some stuff out.
Right.
But like you said, for a legitimate show like that?
Care.
Yeah. Bring your game, dude.
Care a little bit.
Yeah.
It was highly...
Put some effort into it.
Now, you're saying, when we first started saying this, you're saying that, yes, here it seems like it happens. Are you saying that it's a New York thing?
Well, I mean, it's not just a New York thing, but it's very prevalent here among a lot of the guys that... maybe don't work the road a whole lot. There's still a few years in or whatever.
Or do you think because it's saturated? We have so many little shows and
but see, that's the thing, is like, these kids got to realize that if this is what they're trying to do, if this is just going to be some hobby for them, right on, you know, do whatever you want. Go up there and light your farts on stage or whatever. But if like you're really trying to make this a career, right, then you need to take it seriously. You need to write your shit out, what you want to talk, and work on stuff every time you go up.
How often do you go up a week?
A couple times a week. I've been bad at it lately.
Yeah?
Yeah. But yeah, try to at least a couple times a week just so I can hear myself say this shit. You know, especially when I'm working on new stuff.
When they say for comedians to get as much stage time as possible,
yeah,
that's not where it ends.
No.
Right?
Use it productively, for Pete's sake.
And they do all these shows thinking, hey, who knows who's going to be in the audience? And then that's where it ends. Well, pretend Spielberg's in the audience and he's making a comedy movie about you.
Yeah.
And care. Hey guys, how's it going? No? Okay. You're not interested in me? No, I don't know. You didn't do nothing. Here, I want to play a song for you, Trey.
Okay.
Tell me what you think. No? You're not digging this? Okay. Well, I don't know. Fuck me, I guess. Okay. No, you need to hear the whole song, right? You need a little more, right? Exactly. I don't know. I was not pleased. That's what it is.
Get,
be a drummer, play three beats, and just stare at the crowd. No?
And even if it's a show where it is all comics, like an open mic, at least use it productively, you know?
Right.
You work on your crowd talk or your, you know, that whole spiel.
Something.
Yeah.
Quit laughing when nothing's funny. You're not going to trick me.
Yeah, I love the tell a joke and then laugh at their joke.
So
the audience knows where to laugh.
Here's where I would, you don't want to laugh with me? Okay.
I mean, if it's going obviously that bad, but for you to mention something, then it obviously was him. It wasn't that the crowd wasn't getting him. It was just he wasn't doing his job.
I would be offended. I would be offended if somebody was hosting my show and didn't practice anything.
Nothing.
Didn't have a thing ready. I'd be offended.
Oh, I would too.
Thank you.
They wouldn't be hosting my show anymore.
They sure would not.
Uh-uh.
I would take it as an insult.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be friends with this person.
Mm-mm.
Bill Cosby, I'm talking about.
Cosby, was that unprofessional?
Imagine? Can you imagine?
No.
No.
Not at all.
So many stories he has in his repertoire.
He seems like he's got it down pretty good.
He has a big head.
Dropped the ball last night, huh?
I was saying Jersey Shore, The Situation.
Oh, man.
He has a new book out.
Wait, first the vodka or whatever, now a book?
Vodka, protein shake,
yeah,
and now a book.
He has a sit-up named after him. No, but you believed me, right?
Yeah, I believe you, sure.
It's a sit-up named after him.
The sit-up-situation. Mike Sarantino has the book, Here's the Situation, A Guide to Creeping on Chicks, Avoiding Grenades, and Getting in Your GTL. That, of course, is gym tan and laundry. Well, the book came out, and it's only sold 4,000 copies.
That's amazing.
That's nothing.
Yeah, because I wonder what kind of advance he got.
I'm sure he got a pretty
more than $4,000.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah, and
that book company's stupid.
They're very upset.
Well, they were trying to ride a wave, you know. I mean, you can't really call them stupid because he's got a lot of followers.
Right.
You
but
know?
It's nice to see.
Oh,
but I think the followers that he has, him in particular, they're not the kind of followers you want. It's the same reason why people follow Kanye West on Twitter or whatever. You know, it's not necessarily they're Kanye fans and they have all of his albums. They just want to hear what this moron's going to say next.
Right. I watch every episode of The Jersey Shore.
Me too.
I even watched the horrible reunion shows.
I watched half the reunion shows.
They're tough.
Yeah.
They're tough to get through.
No, you're right. I mean, maybe they should have known that all of his followers are just making fun, or most of his followers are just making fun of him. And or if they're not making fun of him, they're not the kind of people who would buy a book anyway.
Right.
They're not trying to read. And also, they probably are egomaniacs just like The Situation and go, fuck him. I'm a better fucking situation than he is, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. So his actual followers that like him probably think that they're better than him and they should have been on the Jersey Shore and all this shit. And the other followers are just making fun of him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if I did have to buy a book from a Jersey Shore cast member, he would be the last one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would even buy Angelina's book before his.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Some strong words.
Yeah.
Snooki, this is supposedly true. She's 23 years old. She might be in the, you know, how we dropped the ball here in New York City. Everybody watches that around.
On New Year's Eve. Go ahead. I saw
on
this
New Year's
story.
Eve. She will be in the ball when it drops.
That's so her life. Like,
how degrading. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But you're right.
She's dropping the ball on her life.
Like she's crazy. In the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Is this for real or are they just.
No, I think it's MTV. Of course it's for real. It's got to be for real.
I don't see how it. I don't think it's really going to happen, but it is for real. They are planning it.
They're going to stick her in a ball at some point that night.
But I just feel like it would have to have been made for a human being to be able to breathe as it's coming down. You can't just stick a human being into a thing.
Well, I don't think she's going to be in like the ball.
No, I think that's what they're saying,
right? They're saying the ball.
She's going to be in the ball.
Yeah.
No, I don't think MTV could pull that off.
No, the situation's balls. I mean, what other ball is there?
Well, I thought they were going to make their own. Like, MTV was going to have their own New Year's ball outside their studio or whatever.
And it comes down faster.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's laws. There's no balls allowed except for the big main ball.
Well, see, that's the thing. And how would you know they're not going to let somebody in that thing?
So they let her in it. And then...
No, they just have her hold on to it on the outside, screaming and yelling.
What is the problem with this girl? I don't think her home life's that bad that she needs this much attention.
And then after the ball drops, they just throw the ball in the warehouse. Who the fuck thinks to open it up and let somebody out?
And then, we're done with Snooki.
This is
season 4 of Jersey Shore.
They never know why she doesn't show up to the house. Oh, right. She's in the fucking ball.
When's the last time you guys saw her?
She was in the O.
This is the celebrity whackers
they
thing.
They all start getting on the phone.
It's true.
The ball has 65 million lights and one Oompa Loompa inside. Aww. Quite a feat this year.
Sure. 60,000 lights and one dimwit.
It's a... it's a bad time to
How many Snookies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
It's a bad time to be in the ball because what's-his-face Dick doesn't know how to count backwards really well now, so you'll be in there.
Starting to slip.
Yeah, you'll be in there for like way longer than you should, and suddenly you're out of air.
The ball goes back up.
It's raining, and I'm inside the ball, and I am in Jersey Shore. Oh, you like the second in the ball.
Wow.
Thank you, Dick.
well, I'll be
Happy
in.
New Year.
Now let's go to Nickelback with the new hit thing. Oh, right. How many more times I got to rock New Year?
Oh, he's really rocking it. He's easy listening this New Year's.
Let's go to a nice Bette Midler medley.
I can understand you. Trey makes that terrible. That impression's horrible. I can understand the words you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't know what Dick's saying. Nobody does.
Time.
Couldn't have said it better, Dick.
Does he have stroke face?
Oh, yeah.
He has stroke drool.
Really?
Everything.
I
thought Keith was exaggerating, but... Oof.
It's really bad.
It was pretty bad, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll miss it. I'll be in Scotland this year for New Year's.
Oh, high five,
Thank
dude.
You, buddy.
You got a high five getting that. Fuck That's yeah. awesome.
And Catherine's mother got a stocking for me for Christmas.
Ooh.
Yes. I said, all right, you guys have to put stuff in it. She goes, no, we just got the stocking. I said, nice try. You have to.
Well, you don't know what they put in stockings, though, in Scotland. Maybe it's some weird, like a haggis or something. You show up and you got a haggis in there.
Porridge.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. And they go, eat it. They make up things. It's like, now we all eat the porridge from our stockings. And then we
Dude, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. We eat that big butt of weed, and we eat all the porridge.
Sorry we didn't line yours, Keith.
Then we get naked and run out back in the moor all night, getting chased by the hounds.
And then I'm out there with the hounds, and I turn around, nobody's there.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's kind of dumb.
And you're like, wow, I feel stupider than Rob Lowe in Oxford Blues when he got invited to that one party, remember?
No.
And he's all wearing the kilt and whatever, and remember? Did you get really? No?
No.
I didn't see
I thought
it.
That would hit one of you at least.
I didn't see it.
I tried to let the Blues Brothers go.
Really?
I thought that'd be enough. We sent this email out. Dear Keith and the Girler, for the next week until December 16th, get this deal we got going for Christmas.
What you got?
Talk about stocking stuffers. For next week until December 16th, anyone who buys two or more of Keith Malley's, that's me.
You got a twofer?
Autobiographies or... Two or more of any DVD in our store gets a free Team Keith and the Girl shirt. There's shirts on your right.
That's a $24 value for free.
In fact, it does even have to be the same DVD. In super fact, it can be one book and one DVD. To redeem, forward your email receipt to info@keithandthegirl.com and let us know what size shirt to send your package.
That's a pretty awesome
Send with your package.
Twofer.
So remember, the special ends in 1 week. Go to keithandthegirl.com/store. Get your free shirt. You got a whole bunch of gifts for you, your family, friends, everybody. Taken care of.
Did you see? I did. I haven't made it through a single show yet without you guys having to remind me.
Keith passed him a letter that says, watch hitting the table, please.
I'm so fidgety, I swear.
It's never happened yet where you didn't get a letter?
No, she usually nails me.
You know what? I think we started making cards or something. Like, you know, we're just going to just have them ready and hold them up. And
yeah.
And one will be, don't eat those potato chips now. Maybe.
I feel like the table is our fault, though. The table itself shouldn't be making that much noise with somebody just, you know,
no, but
it.
I'm literally like over here. Like, remember that one time we literally had to clear out everything that was in front, like within arm's length of me. It was just like, forget it.
And Jesse Joyce will lean over to the other end of the table, take my keys, and play with them like a cat. I'm like, all right, do I need a sign for this? That's a fidgety guy. I got this email from a woman.
What
just,
you got?
Just came out of the blue. And here's what it said. It starts with, her name is, where is this? Natasha Drena. And it says, If I go to my, oh, you know what? I hate reading these emails because they come in backwards. It's very,
I like looking at the notes after we're done with the show. And especially with an email, when Keith has to go from like the end, you know, the first email is the last email. I like the little notes he writes, like start here, and then he puts arrows, go to here, this is the third. Sometimes he numbers them, and sometimes he has like X's on certain things. It's like the greatest thing. It's the most awesome behind the scenes thing.
It's like a worked over set list.
Yeah. I got highlights. I got, all right, so here's how it starts. It says, hi, I just saw you have my picture on your website. Under dumb waitress.
Oh, no.
I want it removed now. 7 exclamation points.
No, that's not for real.
Yep.
Did you guys really do that?
Yeah. So I'm like, I guess kind of had an altercation with a waitress some time ago. Maybe it's that. Who knows what we wrote to the pictures. If we got your picture, maybe we wrote something ignorant. If you were ignorant to Henda, I don't know.
But how would they find that?
So listen. So okay. I write back, who are you? That's nice.
Yeah.
She says, you have a picture on your website and I want it off.
Now, we have a zillion pictures on our website. Right. Now, just to make it clear, for hundreds of shows now, we've been posting a picture for pretty much every topic that we bring up. So if you're looking at this show's link, every show has its own personal link. You'll see Trey's picture. Then, you know, maybe we talked about our girlfriends. There'll be the picture in there. And so all of it. So for hundreds of shows, we've been putting pictures. So now, who are you?
She says, you have a picture on your website and I want it off. My name is Natasha Drena. And I wrote back, you have to work with me or I can't help you. And she said, it's right on the front of your page. The title is Dumb Waitress. So at this point, then finally I remember, you know what? We have an amazing search engine within our site.
Uh-huh. Like if you go to the top of any page on our website, whether it be our forums, our regular website, it has a little search thing. It doesn't search the internet. It searches our website. So Trey, if anyone's talking about you, you could search for Trey Gallion. You know, like for example, for you, they have a lot of meetups based around your comedy.
Oh,
so
yeah,
see all the meetups.
That.
Yeah.
So it's, you see the it goes through the forums. Okay. It searches through pictures, searches through show notes. So this girl's name does come up, and I'm like, okay, I see what it's from. A really old show. We're at show 1300 something now.
Right.
This is from show 632.
Oh, geez.
This is like
really?
2007.
Yeah.
Spookies, you know, hanging out. He was on that show with Patrice. And so I see what's going on, and I listen to this story. You know, I go back and I hear the show. All our shows from show number one, you're still able to hear. And it was a story. It wasn't somebody that was rude to Hemda or either of us. It was a story about a guy walked into a restaurant, ordered a rum and coke and spaghetti and sausage at Fat Tony's. Happened to be right across from Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters. So she was running for office back then.
Okay.
And by the way, the meal that he paid, rum and coke, spaghetti and sausage, only $12.
That's a pretty good deal.
He's going to kill himself in this restaurant. He wants to die. So he's not going out with a big bang, so to speak. No. But $12, he tips $1.50. So what an asshole. Empty your bank account for this, honey.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to blow her mind.
Yeah.
So anyway,
so this is the guy's last meal.
Right. So he has, what he wants to do is he has road flares taped to his chest. And he's going to tell everybody and take everybody hostage and say, it's a bomb.
Right.
So he takes everybody hostage and he ends up getting shot, which is what he, no. He thinks he's going to get shot. He ends up being arrested. Yeah, he ends up, yeah, they just...
Well, he didn't them. Play that right then. Well, that's his fault.
They get their super binoculars. They go, it's road flares.
Okay.
Light them, dum-dum.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It'd be funny. But before this even happens, he says to the waitress, Natasha, keep doing what you're doing. You're going to be famous. And she thinks nothing of it. And then on the news, then this happens. Then it's on the news. And she goes, oh, that explains everything. That explains what he meant. And if somebody says to you, keep doing what you're doing, you're going to be famous. I just saw something. I think it's time to say something.
Yeah, if you're a waitress.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to make you famous. And so I think Hemda did the pictures then, and I understand why you would rate dumb waitress. This girl's an idiot.
No, I think what was happening back then is I was doing the pictures and you were writing the captions.
I see why I would do it.
Yeah, either way, I see why you would do that.
I see why anyone in this room would do it.
Yeah.
You traumatized a room full of people. I think what happened, in fact, I think she didn't know until she saw it on the news. I don't know what happened. Like she had to be really stupid because she went out for a cigarette and then I think it went down. And maybe didn't even know what the commotion was. Finished her cigarette and then everybody's arrested.
Yeah, see,
I think
it happened a little different than you're explaining. Because in hindsight, if he just said that to her, that wouldn't be so weird. I wouldn't say, you know, this guy has a bomb based on that.
I would think that's
weird. I would
weird.
Think it was a little weird unless it was after a comedy show or something. Like if somebody said that to me after a comedy show, right. That's awesome. But if I just brought them their water and asked them what they wanted to eat.
Keep doing what you're doing, you're going to be famous. I'm like, well, you don't look like a food critic.
Mm-mm.
You look a little off in the eyes.
I would have been like, he's a weirdo, at least.
You'd be surprised. Well, definitely, you'd just be surprised what kind of come onlines guys come up with. Do you know what I mean?
You're going to be famous?
Yeah.
Then I would call the police, absolutely.
I wouldn't think that was a come on.
Yeah. So if that's you hitting on me, I'm calling the police just the same. So then I'm like, all right, I know who this girl is, but I can't just let it go because I didn't like her attitude. So we go back to our back and forth emails.
Uh-huh.
And she says, if I go to my front page, it's not. I don't think I'll be able to help you out. You seem very nice and competent, though. I wonder why someone would say this.
You're so mean.
So she says, I saw it myself, and I am really upset about it. Better get removed, or I will contact my lawyer.
I thought everybody has a lawyer in their back pocket.
Right.
Do you know anyone who has a lawyer?
No, I don't.
No, I've got some friends that are lawyers.
Yeah.
But, no.
So I wrote back, what do you think you did that someone would call you dumb, Keith? Let's get to the bottom. Look, if you had to get, why would it even be there? I'm confused.
I love how you just push buttons.
Yeah. Well, I had this wicked smile on my face while I'm writing it. Come to goes, are you getting us in trouble?
Oh, yeah.
She said, who puts the pictures on your website, Natasha? And I said, your mother.
Oh, my God.
And then I wrote, I'm just kidding. It's not your mother. She has nothing to do with our pictures. I was just being silly. Why you can't tell me the show it's associated with isn't understandable. You're deliberately being difficult, but I'll try to figure it out. Keith. I then changed dumb to clueless. And I think crisis averted.
Yeah. Did she stop emailing you?
I haven't heard from her since. I think she's like, all right, that might be the best I'm going to get. Now, how did she find out, Trey? If you Google her name, we come up on the front page.
So she Googled her name right. Someday.
And she seems like she, I think she's an actress. I think she's an equity actress. So all this equity stuff comes up, like she's been in this play and this done and blah, blah, blah. And then it also says dumb waitress.
At least it doesn't say dumb whore, you know?
Right.
Isn't dumb waitress better than dumb whore?
It's all not good for your career when you're Googling yourself.
Yeah, you don't want people to know you're a waitress or even you were a waitress.
Right.
You were born an actress. You were born on the stage.
But doesn't that fall under freedom of speech?
Well, of course. It's completely legal, of course.
Yeah, she couldn't. That's funny.
But
you dumb broad.
I want it off now.
Dang.
So we'll put her picture up for this show.
Please.
You can see what she looks like.
I put dumb whore under it.
I guess she was on Broadway, so maybe I'll find more pictures.
Oh, goodness.
I'll say not a dumb waitress, a successful Broadway actress, Natasha. Let me mention this real quick, and then I'm going to tell people where you can see Trey.
Ooh.
This show, of course, is brought to you by DeMaxShop.com, DeMaxShop.com. They fix Macs, I'm telling you. The Mac Shop is located in Wilmington, Delaware, half hour south of Philly. They offer Macintosh hardware upgrades and repairs, advanced networking, data migration, honor off-site training. To learn more, please visit the Mac Shop's website at demacshop.com, or, like I said, stop by the shop.
Might as well, if you're in Wilmington. As I mean, a lot of people go through Wilmington, mm-hmm. right?
As for Joey, he'll smoke you up.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
He's kidding you.
I'm
yes.
going to Wilmington.
Can you not
tomorrow.
Associate our sponsors with this nonsense?
Worst case scenario. Worst case scenario. I'm joking, and you don't get high.
Exactly.
You get your Mac fixed.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to walk in there and start hassling him if he doesn't get them high.
Right. Hey, just go, oh, okay, I guess I heard wrong.
No, they're going to get red-faced and turn around and walk out of there.
Like, yeah.
Hey, mistake.
What if they do?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be awesome if you get an email next week from him like, wow. Dude, you have no idea how many people have come in this week asking for me to smoke them out.
Now, don't ask to smoke. Just say, hey, I'm here to see Joey.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then they go, no.
And they give him a wink.
And no, Joey works here. And you go.
No, you know, left-handed Joey.
You go, I know.
You're trying to kill me. Is that what it is? You're trying to kill me?
Trey, where do people see your stand-up? How do they find out what shows you're doing?
Check this out. Yeah. Guitar Rob, get your kids ready. Next week, I'm going to be in Austin at the Cap City Comedy Club with all Vic right. Henley. Mm-hmm. Big-time New York City headliner dude. Okay, so that one's next Thursday through Saturday. And then Christmas Eve, I'm doing a show in Ocean Beach, San Diego, at Winston's, Ocean Beach Comedy Show there. And then the 30th through the 1st, through January 1st, for that week of New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in Portland at the Helium Comedy Club, Portland, Oregon, not Maine. With Tom Rhodes for New Year's.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you live near any of those, come on. Come on. What are you waiting for?
I'm good.
And and Guitar Rob, again, I haven't heard from you. Let me know when you guys are coming out so I can get you in for free. Huh? Huh?
Are you going to practice what you're saying, or are you just going to wing it?
Oh, I'm just going to totally wing it.
Yeah, yeah. You know you're funny.
Yeah. Fuck. For a half hour, it's going to be a lot of... dude, fuckers, dudes.
And Trey has a Twitter now.
Oh, I do. I have a Twitter now.
What's your Twitter?
Trey sucks. So that's super easy. Super easy. You don't have to worry about my last name or anything. Just Trey sucks all together. And thanks, Newsy, for you said it was Newsy?
Yeah, he blasted
you. That blasted me?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but he's gay, and that sounds horrible. That blasted me.
Well, he sent out a Twitter about you having a
Twitter. He did not blast me. Okay.
No. Of course
he's
not.
Tried a couple of times, and I like the guy. I do.
Now, is this true? Any of the comedy shows that you are doing,
uh-huh.
You go to the front desk, you ask for Joey.
Oh, boy.
Left-handed Joey.
Left-handed Joey.
And they'll let you in for free.
Trey, thank you very much.
No problem.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Late. Keith and the girl.com.